In today's Profile of Austria, Eugene Herzl speaks to an American actress who has long made Vienna her home and her place of work.
On Sunday, the 5th of November, an invited audience at Vienna's English Theatre heard the lady of the house, the actress Ruth Brinkmann, in a program of readings. The occasion was the conferring on Miss Brinkmann of a major Austrian distinction, the large gold medal of honor for services to the Republic. Not long afterward, I was again in Vienna's English Theatre, one of my favorite haunts in this city, to talk to Ruth Brinkmann, a friend and colleague of many years standing. Miss Brinkmann, or may I call you Ruth?
Please.
Okay. Ruth, it's been a long time. It's getting to be a long time. And it's certainly a long way from the Yale Drama School, the Cleveland Playhouse, to the wilds of Central Europe, to Austria and Vienna's English Theater. Could you trace a few of the highlights, the milestones on that route?
I would say the highlights were certainly in 1975, the world premiere of Tennessee Williams' play, The Red Devil Battery Sign, in which, as you know, we worked together very closely with Tennessee Williams for a period of over 2 months, and those were probably the most wonderful months of my life, as I had adored him since the age of 10 and had never dreamed I would ever meet him and certainly not have the opportunity to create a world premiere of a play of his. Then, of course, the opening of this theater in the presence of our absolutely wonderful, wonderful patron, Her Royal Highness Princess Alexandra of Kent, who came to the theater for that occasion, for the opening of this house. We were doing In Praise of Love by Terence Rattigan, and I was playing the female lead. And the result of that was that she was so impressed with our work that she kindly consented to become the president of our honorary board, and that has been great, great help to us, and her support has been fantastic. Then William Saroyan, I mean, I was not personally involved in that production, but to do a world premiere of a play of his here, Playthings, which my Setterling directed, and to have the chance of meeting him. And then, of course, dear Edward Albee, who we have a permanent standing working friendship with, is, you know, every time he comes, it's a great joy and a great pleasure, and he has certainly been one of the great highlights, I would say. And then, of course, I must mention Siobhan McKenna, to me, the greatest actress that ever lived, who, maybe people in the audience who may not know, she was the greatest Irish actress, certainly of this century, I think, in the whole English-speaking world. And the great honor and pleasure of working with her twice, and she coached me in my one-woman show, The World of Ruth Draper, adapted by Alan Levy, which I did here in Vienna, and then also off-Broadway on 42nd Street in New York, and she coached me in The Irish Woman I did in County Kerry, and that was also one of the great, really great memorable moments of my life. Those are highlights, I think, you know, of people who I never dreamed as a young drama student or young little girl going to the theater in New York, all these gods and idols, that I would ever meet them, that I would have a chance to work with them. I feel very blessed.
It's a question we asked in an interview on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the founding of Vienna's English Theater, but I think we ought to ask it again. What led to the founding of the theater, and what led to your coming to Austria in the first place?
Ah, yes, the famous question with the very funny answers. I really came as a tourist for 3 days with my parents on leave from a contract at the Cleveland Playhouse, and fell so in love with Vienna that after 3 days, I asked my parents if they would help me to stay here to learn German. The whole point being that at the Yale Drama School, we had been trained in the Stanislavski School of Acting and Ensemble Theater. And of course, when we got out of the Yale Drama School, there was no such thing in America in those days, which thank God there is now. But so we were all very lost sheep, you know, it felt like selected, chosen few out of the whole country with this incredible training that really we couldn't use. So I saw that here at the Burgtheater, and that was, of course, what made me want to stay. I saw Touch of a Poet by Eugene O'Neill, most exquisitely done at the Burgtheater, and Schnitzler's Das Weite Land, and those two evenings really shaped my destiny. So this was the thing, and then I canceled my contract at the Cleveland Playhouse and stayed here to study German with a professor, Kirchner, and there was a little literary cafe here called the Café Havelka, where I met Franz Schaffranek, who was at that time an assistant director at the Burgtheater. And so, you know, that in German, it, of course, it always sounds much better. Ich habe mich zuerst in Wien verliebt und dann in Wien verliebt. First I fell in love with Vienna, then I fell in love in Vienna. And I married Franz Schaffranek. And of course, he was very rooted here. There was no question of him coming to America. We were married a year later and then settled here in Austria. And my problem was that I didn't speak German well enough to act here. And I had been acting since I was 10 years old. So it was really very difficult for me not to be acting. And then my husband had the idea of starting this little English theater in the Palais Erzherzog Karl in the Annegasse, in this tiny little 99-seat. It's not even an auditorium, really. It was just a room with a platform and four spotlights and 99 dreadfully uncomfortable folding chairs. And everyone thought we were totally mad.
And yet there obviously was a reason for an English theater in Vienna.
Yes, but I mean, obviously, I have to be very honest and say that neither Franz or I ever dreamed that it could, materialize into what it has now become, really an international known institution. I mean, that was so much circumstance and luck. It was really intended as something to help me fill in until I learned German well enough to act on the German stage, which in the meantime, as you know, I have acted in the Theater, in the Josefstadt, Max Reinhardt's theater in German, but I do prefer acting in English. And it was just incredible that I doubt really whether there is another city in the world where one could do this to this extent. I mean, we have almost 7,000 subscribers, 80% of whom at least are Austrians and not members of the foreign diplomatic community, as one would assume. We assumed when we started the theater that maybe, 80% of the audience would come from tourists and from the international English-speaking community, and perhaps 20% from the Austrian. And of course, that totally reversed itself, which was our great surprise.
Ruth, perhaps an odd question. Looking back over these years, could you imagine your career having gone any other way?
I've thought about this a great deal in the last few years, particularly when I went back to do my Ruth Draper show in New York and performed in New York. I'll tell you what I really, really missed, and that was the Viennese audience. And there's no way that you can have that anywhere else in the world. There's just, especially the audience that comes to our theater is so special in their really genuine interest in the work that we do. And that feeling when the curtain goes up here, I mean, this sounds a bit corny, but it's really terribly genuine, and I really, really miss that in New York. It's this incredible feeling of caring so much about the play, about the actors, of getting all the nuances of every little detail, every transition. Been back to America in the last year twice. I was invited by Robert Redford to come to his Sundance Institute, and that was fascinating to see what they were all doing there. And I met loads of, very, very excellent top theater people. But I have to be really honest and say there's no temptation for me to go back and work there, because I just would miss my audience too much.
Can you imagine the same sort of thing happening in reverse somewhere else?
No, I think Vienna is totally unique in this regard. I mean, the mere fact that you have from every possible walk of life, industry, politics, professional people, doctors, lawyers, students, people who work in the hotel branch, everything to do with tourists. I mean, this incredible spectrum of the audience, which goes through the entire society of Vienna. And I don't think there's another place in the world where the position of an actor within the community, this I would like to say, that the feeling of being a contributor to the community life, of being totally accepted, of not being something apart, which one is in other countries. The actors usually are always, a little bit better than gypsies, whatever. This is so completely different here. I mean, it's this wonderful feeling that you are totally integrated, very important to the community, and any human being likes to, feel that.
I think that idea of being accepted is certainly reflected in the award to you of the big gold medal for services to the Austrian Republic. How do you feel about getting it?
Very, very, very proud, obviously. I mean, I think, people who poo-poo receiving this sort of public recognition, I'm always very skeptical of their honesty. You know, Austria really is my second home, and it's just very, very nice to have this official recognition of the contribution that I hope I have made here.
Eugene Herzl was speaking to the American actress Ruth Brinkmann, who recently received the Austrian Large Gold Medal of Honor for services to the Republic.